When preparing to teach a Bible study, it is important to create an effective lesson plan. This will guide you in clearly communicating the truth of the passage to your students. In the previous section, we learned how to summarize the Bible passage you were teaching into one concise thought, called the focus statement. Now, we will look at how the focus statement forms the foundation of your lesson plan. A good way to think of this is to picture the focus statement as the spine of the body. It connects the limbs together and makes their movement possible. In a Bible study, the focus statement connects the key ideas so that the whole study communicates God's truth. There are 5 steps in preparing a lesson plan. Each of the 5 tasks links to your focus statement to accomplish the purpose you have determined for the study. The first 2 tasks of the Bible study are linked. They are to create interest in your students to learn the key idea of the passage, and to expose their need to learn this particular truth from God's Word. Let's explore these 2 more deeply before looking at the other steps. Don't assume your students want to learn about the subject at hand. You may find it very interesting, but you may have to convince them it is worth their time and attention. As their teacher, the understanding and enthusiasm you yourself have toward the topic can create interest for your audience. The second task of exposing their need can be accomplished by showing your students the purpose of the Bible study. Being excited about the topic and then clearly showing it's important can create a desire to learn. Without this, God's truth may fall on hardened hearts. The word purpose is an easy way to remember the steps you can take to create interest and expose the need. Let's look at what each of the letters stand for. To create this purpose, start by stating the problem that needs to be solved. For example, looking at John chapter 3, verse 16, we might say, "The problem is that when we die, we will be separated from God, and we will receive eternal punishment." In the study, you can discuss how, in this world, we experience being separated from God in the next. We feel a lack of peace, a brokenness, or a sense of hopelessness when facing difficulty. Secondly, we must communicate the urgency of the situation. Now that we have identified a problem, our students need to understand the urgent consequences of remaining in it. Next, list reasons we should care. The consequences must feel personal to the audience if they are going to take action. In the example from John chapter 3, explain why your students should care about being separated from God due to their sin. You can involve them in the process of finding those reasons. Ask them to list some problems they have faced, or things that make them sad. Then, show how those are a consequence of our separation from God. Now that students have identified reasons why they should care about the problem, it's a good time to show your personal connection to the issue. Discussing how the issue has impacted your life will build trust and connection to your students. You might give examples of your own questions, doubts, and experiences with the topic. It's okay to talk about your struggles. Our goal as teachers should never be to pretend we are perfect. The result of you discussing your personal connection to the topic is that the audience will recognize you as one of them. They will want to listen to your advice because they will recognize that you have gone on this journey too. The humility you show will strengthen the learning experience and give you a platform to be heard. The next step is to tell a story to illustrate the key issue. A personal story from your own life is the strongest teaching tool, as you can tell it with great detail and emotion. However, if you do not have an example from your life, you can tell a historical story, or something you heard from someone else. Stories told through videos are also a great source that will create interest for your students and vary the pace of the study. The last teaching method is to design an experience that demonstrates the issue. Think about a learning activity or game that could tie into the topic. Students learn better when they have approached an idea in multiple ways. Getting them involved in a hands-on activity will mean they are more likely to remember the lesson. Those are the needed to communicate the purpose of the Bible study. This in turn accomplishes the first two tasks of an effective lesson plan, creating interest and exposing need. These steps should not be skipped. If we are giving answers to questions no one is asking, our students will not care about the information, no matter how good it is. Knowledge that does not address a need is perceived as irrelevant. Now that we have completed our purpose for the study, we are ready to move on to the third task of an effective lesson plan. The third task is to explore God's story. Ask yourself, what does God say about this problem? Then look for the answers and connect them to the Bible passage you will be teaching about. A good way to get started is to discuss the historical context of the Bible passage. A simple way to identify the context is to ask four key questions. First, who is the author, the audience, and the main characters of the story? What do we know about them? Second, when in history do the story's events take place? What are the cultural differences between that era and now? Third, where does the story take place? And lastly, what style was the passage written in? These questions help us understand God's big picture and the message He intended for us to grasp. We continue to explore God's story by identifying spiritual themes that run through the passage. A good way to do this is to write a passage outline. Divide the Bible story you are teaching into natural sections based on plot or theme. Then write a short summary of each section. This helps you further identify God's intended eternal message by understanding what is happening in the passage. Once we have explored God's story, the fourth task is to visualize the principle. To do this, you will discuss the implications of the biblical principles identified in the Bible study. Support any insights you have gleaned from the passage with applications and illustrations drawn from real life. This requires you to consider how each summary statement from your passage outline relates to the overarching truth of the Bible. Go back through your passage outline and write a new statement for each section that summarizes God's eternal truth. This is called a truth outline. Help your students see how Scripture addresses their spiritual needs and the benefits of obeying the biblical principle. The fifth and final task of your lesson plan is to apply what has been learned in the form of an invitation to follow. This is at the heart of everything we do in ministering to youth. Our sincere desire is that they will choose to accept the invitation to follow Jesus. Any lesson we are teaching should include a way to do that. The invitation to follow should address the need you identified for your students at the start of planning the Bible study. Look back on that to remind yourself of your goal. Also, consider the variety of students you may have in your group. There may be a different application point for each one of them. The invitation to follow should be relevant to students in different stages of faith development. Ask yourself how your invitation would apply to someone just beginning their journey with Jesus. What about a teenager who is already a devoted believer? What about those who have not yet responded to the gospel message in faith? You may need to customize the invitation you give to speak to the different levels of spiritual maturity represented in your group. Following the steps in this section will help you create an effective lesson plan for your Bible study that will present God's truth along with ways to meaningfully respond.